the natural way is like three ingredients. It's so easy to do, and a lot four ingredients. Well, oh, I missed water.
Yeah. Not the water, Kevin. Right? Don't start with
how
the water.
I miss water.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Here we are, episode 59, Chardon New Haven Pizza Show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky. 59 of these shows, Frank, so far. Can you believe it?
No, I'm turning 58 in about a month.
Oh, the last episode was your age. That's
yep,
fun.
Yep.
That's great. So, we're back in the studio right now. We have a couple things lined up coming up soon where we'll be on location. So that's going to be exciting. So you'll get to see.
Can we announce where we're going to be or no?
Yeah, sure. So at the end of May, we're going to be doing another Pepe's episode. Frank Pepe's Pizzeria Napolitan, but West Hartford.
Boom.
So we're going to be up there talking to Jen, who does all their event planning, their party planning. Yeah. That's going to be an awesome episode up there. I can't wait to see. I've never seen that space up there. They have a big like event room.
Yeah, I haven't been there either. And be honest with you, when you first emailed me, I thought we were just going up there to kind of like go to another location. But I always forget that they, A, have an event room, and B, they do catering.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it just never... I guess I'm so used to all the other pizza trucks that, and they were kind of late in the game to getting a truck, so to speak, but they do have it, and I know a bunch of people use it.
Yeah, so that's going to be an awesome time. We're going to be up there at the end of May.
Yeah.
And then speaking of Pepe's, because they're going to be at our Pizza Fest, we had another meeting. We're doing these meetings like every other week now because we're ramping up for the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. I want to shout out Connecticut Basement Systems. They're our title sponsor this year for the big pizza fest. So
all things basement-y.
Yeah, that's right. CTPizzaBrewFest.com. You can get tickets soon. So we had a meeting the other day this week where we hammered out some more logistics, and we're starting to get all the pizza places confirmed. So I know that's the number one thing. I mean, when you have a pizza fest, everyone wants to know who's going to be there. Yeah. So we do have some confirmations. Now you got to get the paperwork, you got to get them, you know, all the stuff dialed in, but we have what, like six or seven already?
You
got to
herd the cattle, as I say.
Yeah,
herd
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got Pepe's, we've got Big Green Truck.
Nice.
We've got Colony. We've got, Little Italy Pizza, which is, the Bernardo family. If anyone knows Benning Pizza in Connecticut, Bernardo family's big. Who else do we have confirmed? Inferno Abits.
Oh, right.
Which used to be in North Haven.
Yep.
Trying to think who else. I forget. I think that's it. But we're going to have Zupardi's. We just got to kick them in the pants. And we're going to have Grand Abits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, a bunch of others.
Yeah. We got a bunch of others confirmed or almost confirmed. And we're shooting for like 15, 16 trucks.
Yep.
Which makes it, you know, we go back and forth. That first year, we had like 25 trucks.
And we got Alfonso Street Food.
Oh, Alfonso Street Food.
Shout out to AJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that first year, we had a ton of trucks, and it was almost too many.
That was the second year.
It was the second year? Okay, second
year. That's when I got in trouble.
And then we dialed it back a little bit, so we're kind of meeting in the middle. We're kind of having a middle ground. I think this is the sweet spot, the 15, 16 range. And then obviously we have the brew part of it, and then we have the dessert trucks, and we have all sorts of stuff happening.
And the live music.
And live music, yeah. So we can confirm that, right? Rum Runners.
Boom.
Rum Runners. If you are from Milford, you live in Milford, you're anywhere in Connecticut, really.
Yeah.
You've probably seen the Rum Runners before.
Yep.
And they're one of my favorite party bands, and just bands in general. They're so talented. Like,
they are.
The musician, like the songs they play, it's unbelievable. They're going to play two sets at Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, which I don't even know if we said the new date, August 2nd. August 2nd is the date, Sunday, August 2nd.
So we had a little hiccup on the date.
Yeah, right. Well, let's give people a little peek behind the curtain. It's, you know, when you're booking pizza trucks, you think about these pizza trucks, they're doing events all summer long.
Yeah.
And if you do a Saturday, that's a little tough for these trucks. So Sunday is really the best day. Now, if we had just went back and looked the prior years that we've done the Pizza Fest, it's always been a Sunday for that reason.
Yeah.
But we're also trying to coordinate with the amphitheater, with our schedule, with our events, you know, other events that we have going on, and then with these pizza trucks. So trying to figure out a date that works for everybody. And August 2nd, the Sunday, seemed to be the one that works. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize, you know, everyone's quick to give advice and opinions, but to make something like this happen, and this isn't, you know, the New York City Marathon, but there's a lot of coordination. And like you said, you know, the amp has all kinds of events all summer. So for us to have like a Sunday or a weekend that we can do it, you know, is not easy.
Yeah, so anyone who hasn't been in the past, it's at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yep.
And August 2nd's the date. We extended the VIP this year to an hour and a half. So we're still hammering out the exact times. It's going to be around the same time that we've had in the past, noon, 11, that area.
Don't quote us on this, but we're pretty sure it's going to be 11:30 to 1.
Right.
But it's either going to be 11:30 to 1 or 12 to 1:30, one of the two.
Either way, you're going to get an hour and a half of that VIP, those slices, those free slice sample slices. And tickets will be on sale soon.
Yep.
Probably by June, they'll be on sale.
Yeah, I think we said June 1st-ish.
Right. Right now, it's saved the date. But if you go to Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, you can stay up to date with everything there. And then the social media, there's actually an Instagram for the Pizza Fest.
Yep.
At CT Pizza and Brew Fest. So if you follow that, that's going to give you all the updates. Then, of course, Chard, too.
Fourth year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's great. It just gets bigger and bigger. I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting to be involved with it. You know, it's a lot of work, especially as it ramps up. But I never really thought that... I never thought I'd be doing something like this, but now that we're going, you know, we're continuing to grow, and we've definitely made mistakes, but we've, I think, done a lot more good than bad.
And this will be the first year we're going to do a live Chard podcast. So we've done the panels, which you're going to do a demo. There's going to be a couple panels still, but we're going to do a live episode that we'll record as well. So if you don't get to make it to the Pizza Fest, but if you're at the festival, you'll be able to see us doing the show live from the amp. We'll get some special guests coming up and everything. It'll be great.
And one of the great panels that I'm going to do, I always do the New Haven pizza making class, but a lot of people have been talking to me, and I actually just started doing this at my school, is I'm going to do an uni class.
Oh, nice. I should
be a big draw.
I'll be paying
attention.
And it's
not just uni. It's portable ovens, just to be specific.
Home oven, yeah. I'll be right up front for that because I got to get my uni out for the season and start. Need some tips.
There you go. We'll set you up.
All right. So, yeah, Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, August 2nd. There's something, Frank, that I wanted to bring up that has been all over my feeds. It's gone super viral.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pizza at a certain retail location, store, grocery store, that they can't keep on the shelves. And I was like, a frozen pizza.
Is there a Joe in it?
There's a Joe in it. Trader Joe's. And I don't know if this is a marketing thing from Trader Joe's. Sometimes companies do that where they do this on purpose. They kind of drum up the buzz by, you know, having certain people post about it, whatever it might be. But I keep seeing it. They have a new Detroit-style frozen pizza. So certain parts of the country, people are like, every time I go, it's sold out. I can't find it. So I haven't gone to a Connecticut one yet, but I'm going to go try to find it because we need to try it on an episode.
Definitely.
But I took a look at like the box, and it looks like, you know, standard frozen pizza. You preheat your oven to 425. You put it on a baking sheet, whatever it is.
Yep.
But I just thought because of your newfound, you know, you're trying out Detroit style now, your thoughts on frozen Detroit style with this Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's give it a shot. I did not know about it, to be quite honest with you, but you piqued my interest. I'm going to put it on my wife's shopping list, and not that anyone could go shopping. I don't want to get in trouble, but I generally, shopping is not on my list of husbandly duties.
Unless it's pizza ingredients.
That's exactly where I was going, because I shop every week for my classes at Big Y. Get all my stuff there that I need for class. So I'm going to check it out. Nice. And I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm going to get one. I'm going to find one on these shelves if it's not sold out. And then we're going to try it on an episode. We'll just like make it and we'll bring it in and we'll try it.
Yeah.
And it looks like on the box that it looks like a Detroit style. I think it's a pepperoni Detroit style.
Yeah.
My question with it is it going to be crispy enough? Because with frozen pizza, sometimes you get that kind of rubbery, soggy, that type of thing. Now, I guess it depends. I actually haven't tried this. I haven't tried a frozen pizza, I don't think, since I started making pizza at home like the real way.
Yep.
So
I'm proud of you.
I know, right? So now that I know.
You mean if I go to your house and I look in your freezer, your wife doesn't have any frozen pizzas?
There's no frozen pizzas, no. Now that I know like what I know about cooking in the home oven, I wonder if I can make the frozen pizza taste better, because you could use the broiler. Because if I do this, I'm going to cook it the way it says on the box, but I'm also going to hit that broiler at the end to give it that crisp.
Put a little oil on it, on top.
Oh, there you go.
To rehydrate
See?
It.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with Detroit style. I feel like there's a way to drum it up to make it better.
Yeah, I think you can. You know, I mean, listen, nothing's going to beat a fresh-made pizza. Nothing's going to beat a fresh-made Detroit pie coming out of the oven with the metal pan. But I think, you know, the secret to crispiness is just leave it in the oven.
Yeah.
Crispy comes from dehydrated dough. Real simple concept. The longer you leave it in there, the crispier it's going to get. I.e. also the little, the sort slightly drier it's going to get.
Right.
So there's always that happy medium. But I'm sure, you know, we're a big Trader Joe family.
Yeah,
we have a lot of Trader Joe stuff. So I doubt they put out junk.
And the headlines are funny. Like this one is, Trader Joe's has an incredible new frozen pizza that fans say is the best they've ever had. Now, that's why it makes me seem
stretch.
Like it looks like a marketing campaign. But we'll be the judge. We're going to get one, and we're going to try it.
And it got us talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, they did their job. Nice job. It's prom season. So the next thing I want to talk about is these promposals. Now, you have kids that probably went to prom. Was this a thing when they were going to prom? Because it wasn't back when I went to prom.
No.
Like signs and...
Yeah, not really. I mean, you know, so I went to an all-boys high school, so we weren't particularly proposing to anyone, at least back then in our school. But, a lot of our stuff was standard. You know, like, you go up to a girl and you ask her to go to prom.
Yeah,
obviously,
classic.
We didn't have
any...
Everything that we have now, Instagram,
right.
Facebook, IG, things I don't know about. It didn't exist. You had to do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, some of these promposals are completely over the top, as you can imagine. Like, they go viral. Like, these crazy videos that people make and the signs and all of it. Some of them are, like, surprise, almost like a surprise party. But the reason why I bring it up is because there was a pizza-related one here in Connecticut at Frank Pepe's. Yeah, Pepe's posted it. So their sign, the kid's sign says, Frankly, I need you to... like he spells it Pepe, please go to prom with me with all the pizza slices. And they're at a Pepe's. And so they basically like had the date at Pepe's where he asked her.
Yeah.
We'll put the photos up in the episode, but it's really cute. And it's a really awesome sort of post. And they had the pizza going to prom. And then I hope that they're going to go either before prom or after prom to get more pizza if you had the whole pizza promposal.
Well, as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, the hook for Pepe's could be to have like these after prom Pepe's pizza parties.
Yeah.
So it keeps people off the streets, so to speak, and it allows them to eat something. And I don't know, maybe it's a good idea. Jan, we'll talk about
it. When we do the episode with the party space, they might already do it. Who knows?
They might.
We'll find out. But yeah, happy prom season to all the people making promposals. And that pizza one was great to that couple.
The big question is, did she say yes?
It seems like she did, because there's two pictures, and one's him holding the sign, and the other one is them sitting having pizza at Pepe's.
Okay.
So I feel like if she said no, it would just be him at the table by himself.
Right.
It would be like, womp, womp. I guess he would just go to the next person, because it seems like it didn't have a name on it, the sign. So just keep the sign for the next one.
So whoever knows this couple, if you see this, you know, have them contact us. We'd be interested to see how it went.
Okay. right. Yeah. Because they didn't put the name. I don't know if the kids didn't want their name on there. But yeah, if you do know where it is, that would be fun. And we could have them on maybe on the episode.
Absolutely.
On Chard. There's something, Frank, that is going around in New York, and I can't really pronounce it. It's hard to pronounce, and it's a big story, and I know that you probably know about it, so I figured I'd bring it to this episode.
Hold on.
Let me read the headline, and then you can get your prop. So New York is going to ban potassium bromate,
right,
which is something that's added to flour in pizzerias used to strengthen the dough. This is a huge story in the pizza world.
Can I bring my prop out now?
Yes, you can bring out your prop. So did you bring some potassium bromate?
Oh, I didn't. I brought the anti-potassium bromate.
So this is just what? Regular flour?
Yeah, this is bread flour, but no bromate. No bromate, no chlorine. Non-bromate and not chlorinated.
Okay, so help me with my confusion. So what is potassium bromate? Is it like an additive? Is it a preservative? Like, what is it?
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what I know, and straight up, I am not an expert on this, because there's a lot of people who probably chemical engineers that are going to say, oh, no, it's not this, it's that. But here's the deal. Potassium bromate is a chemical that's used to enhance flavor. And basically, what it was designed for is to do it correctly, you really need to ferment dough 2-3 days, mm-hmm. sometimes even more. So this chemical allows you to mix into your dough, and instead of waiting that time,
okay.
it artificially kind of creates it, makes it to happen.
So if you're a New York, if you're a pizzeria anywhere, but I think, I guess a lot of them in New York, you're cranking out so many doughs and pizzas, they probably like to use this because it makes it a little bit easier. They don't have to wait for that time.
Yeah, it makes making dough easy.
Right.
As opposed to a non-potassium bromated dough, which, where you actually have to kind of know what you're doing and understand the fermentation process and cold fermentation and room temperature fermentation. And there's a bunch of different things that are probably too much for this. But that's the big thing. And the big issue is, I'm going to put this down because I can't see it. It is labeled as a carcinogen.
Okay, so that's where it comes from. So like a lot of these things now, like the dyes and all right. these things that they're trying to ban from people using.
Right. In other countries for years and years, potassium bromate has been banned.
Okay.
So Europe, obviously Italy's in Europe, I think China and maybe even South America, you cannot sell flour, bread flour, with potassium bromate in it.
So
it's serious.
Right. But going back to, you know, sort of your recipe or like just the standard dough recipe, it's so simple to make. I mean, I get the way you explained it makes sense now because it takes longer.
Yeah.
But the natural way is like three ingredients. It's so easy to do and four ingredients. Well, I missed water.
Yeah. Not the water, Kevin. Right. Don't start with
how
the water.
I miss water?
You know, the water we haven't talked about in a while.
Let's not start that again. I mean, it makes sense but, you know, so many pizza places do it the natural way, and I feel like it almost tastes better, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the big hubbub about this, especially in New York, because, you know, New York pizza has been around as long or longer than New Haven, is that a lot of the slice shops, pizzerias in New York, Long Island, they've used bromated flour for a long time. The commercial flour that a lot of people use is General Mills, either Full Strength or All Trumps. Mm. So this is the General Mills All Trumps version of non-bromated, non-chlorinated. Now, chlorine is simply put in to make the flour white. Mm. And so the thought process is, well, it might not be as bad as the bromate, but naturally flour is kind of like a tannish color.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, someone decided that, you know, the white flour was better looking, better, more presentable. And that's why, like, if you ever had like whole wheat pizza.
Oh, yeah. It's the tannish color. Yeah.
Bingo. So obviously you don't want to drink chlorine. And so that's why this new hubbub about the bromate and the chlorine is no bueno.
Yeah. So just if people are making pizza at home, you know, using the bread flour that you buy at the store, that obviously doesn't have it in it. This is something that's getting added to flour by the pizzerias.
Yeah. You know, King Arthur, I believe, which is probably the biggest national flour brand, consumer wise, their flour is not bromated without question. And I'm sure like a Whole Foods or anything that is non-commercial probably isn't.
Right. Yeah. It's the big restaurant style, big, you know, commercial flour vats that they're buying.
Right.
Well, I just know from making it at home that like there's no potassium bromate ever and it tastes great.
Yeah, you know, and if you question whether the flour you're going to use has it or not, just look on the side of the, you know, the ingredients label. I'll tell you, up until about 3 years ago, I was using bromated chlorine, you know, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But where I was doing my classes at Next Door, which was owned by Doug Coughlin, who started Big Green Pizza Truck.
Yeah.
You know, I saw these green bags. They're called green bag in the restaurant world. And I asked him one day, and Doug is like smart as a whip. And I'm like, Doug, what's the deal with these green bags over here? He's like, oh, you don't know about that? And he always, you know, likes to educate me, which I appreciate. And so when he explained it to me, and you know, every once in a while I would try some of his dough that he had there. Yeah. And it was really good. And I'm like, okay. You know, so I went down to LC Cash and Carry, which is where I buy a lot of stuff, and I just bought a green bag. And I've pretty much been using it exclusively ever since.
Nice.
Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm not for or against it. If anything, I'm obviously probably more for it. But there's also, you know, it's somewhat inconclusive if this potassium bromate is particularly cancer causing.
Okay, so that's why the pizzerias are kind of pushing back against it. Yeah.
Bingo.
Got it.
You know, at a certain temperature, I guess it turns from bromate to, there's another word, I forget. But so if you heat it hot enough, which generally pizza is baked between 550 and 650.
Yeah, like those hot ovens.
You know, you
yeah.
pretty much kill all the bad stuff.
Right. Interesting. Okay,
that's so, just another opinion, not particularly I'm telling you to use it or don't use it, just telling you the facts.
And based on the article I read, I don't think they've done anything yet. I think it's still in the process of they're trying to ban it
right.
In New York, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But yeah, at least I understand it now because I had no idea what what it was.
Yeah, it's a chemical enhancer for the dough. That's really what it is.
Got it.
A chemical enhancer for the dough, and the chlorine makes it white.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to end on two Connecticut stories right now.
Yep.
So the first one, there's an article that I say this all the time, but people always send me stuff because of the show. And they're like, hey, did you see this pizza story? And I always kind of use that as my gauge on like, oh, what's worth
right.
talking about?
Right, right.
And a bunch of people sent me this link because it, you know, you see these all the time. But when it comes from a big publication like Food & Wine magazine, a lot of eyeballs get on it. These lists of like best pizza places, best whatever in the country, best hundreds places. And then Connecticut always has a couple on there. This one was only 9 places. It was the 9, and this is really interesting. It was the 9 hottest new pizzerias in the country. Now, normally it's like the best pizzerias ever, the best, what you know, of all time. I thought this was interesting because it was just new. So in my head, I was like, oh, these must be places that like just opened. And then
right.
in the sub thing of the article, it said, because it was a Connecticut website, it said one Connecticut place makes the list. And I'm like, what new place? Like maybe it's somewhere that we've done.
We don't know about it?
So I click into the article and it's Delenga, which is in New Haven.
Yep.
Which I've definitely heard of. And I'm like, wait a second. That's not a new place, right? And then as I kept reading, I'm like, when did it open? And it opened in like 2012 or 11 or something.
Yeah.
So their guidelines for new were pushed out a little bit. I guess compared to the other, you know, New Haven places, obviously,
yeah.
it's somewhat newer. But I knew I had heard the name and I wasn't that familiar with it. But it is in New Haven, and it made this list of the 9. Now, who knows how they come up with this list? The cynic in me like thinks that like a lot of the stuff is bought and paid for. So like, I'm not saying that they directly paid Food & Wine, but like someone said something to someone. Like maybe there was like a deal. Like who knows how these things work? Or there's like a crew at Food & Wine who are just. I like to think. It would be awesome if they did it the real way, where there's a people at Food & Wine who just go to every single state and try these new places and then pick them. But I wasn't that familiar with Delenga, so it's not New Haven style, right?
Yeah, it's kind of New Haven style-ish. It's more of a sourdough.
Okay.
It's actually, you've had the Parlor, right?
The Parlor, in Stratford. Yeah.
And they're actually going to be at a pizza fest.
That's
yeah.
right, yeah.
So it's kind of like more of a Parlor pizza.
Okay.
It's a smaller 10, 12-inch pizza, kind of sourdough-ish
yep.
tasting. You know, it's very good. It's right on State Street. The place that I do my classes at now, Michelina's, mm-hmm. 858 State Street, they built actually a brand new building several years ago to house their pizzeria.
Oh, wow.
It's got a huge parking lot. It's like kind of right. It's right across from Cast Iron Chef, which Artilio, who we know, Crazy Artilio, diagonally across. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know,
how they pick it,
how they pick it, how they made it, but that's the facts.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I would like one that's like the newest places. So, like places that have opened in the past year, you know,
yeah.
to see. But like we always say, if your pizza's not any good, you're not going to last. So, like, yeah. I guess it's hard to find a true new place.
And new is relative in the pizza
yeah.
world, you know what
right.
I mean? Especially in Connecticut, you know, which most of the traditional pizzerias, 1915, 1920, 1925. So, you know, looking at that 100-year, like for Pepe, they celebrated 100 years last year.
Yeah, 101 now.
So 10 years versus 100 years is relatively new. I guess it is.
Right, so maybe I'm wrong. maybe that is pretty new for pizza places.
Yeah.
Come to find out.
Yeah.
So congrats to them. Now, the other Connecticut pizza story is the license plates, which I have a little thing with this. So the license plates with the pizza slice on them that we have here in Connecticut, people have probably seen them by now. They started releasing them in March of 2025 is when you could sign up. So I signed up for mine. I was one of the first, like, I don't know, 50 into the signups. And it goes to Connecticut Food Share. So a percentage of the $65 that you get for the vanity plate goes to the food share through the DMV in the state. Now, it wasn't an official plate yet. It was just like this sort of limited run type thing. So I ordered it in March, didn't get it till like July. It took forever to get it. But I was one of the first, I think, 200 to have that plate.
You were very proud of it.
So I was like, yes, yeah, because I just liked the fact that I was driving around with this plate and people were like, what is that? It's got this pizza slice. It was so cool.
Yeah.
So then they started to roll them out more. So they stopped making them because it sold out the original, 600 that they made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was one of 600, and I was like, this is awesome. And then they started to release more and more and more. And then I started to see them, like, in the school pickup line. And I was like, oh, man, like, this is kind of, like, defeating the whole reason why I wanted it because I see them all over the place. But I guess it is good for a Connecticut food share. But now the state, part of their budget, they have made it official. So now it's going to be there forever, I guess.
Yeah.
That you can actually order it as a vanity plate along with all the other vanity plates that they offer.
Side story to that, about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, I had a family come to my pizza school, and there were six of them. There was the husband, you know, mother, father, and four kids, and one of the kids said, I've got something that you want. Because when I do my pizza class, I always tell them about our show.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously tell them the name.
Right.
And as soon as I announced the name, the guy started smiling, and he was like, right in front of me to the right a little bit.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything, but after class, he came up to me and he goes, I have one of those new pizza, Connecticut pizza plates, and he goes, the name on it is Charred.
He's got the
charred plate.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, you had to pay a little extra if you wanted an actual, like, to change your plate number to a vanity like
custom,
that.
Yeah, custom.
Yeah, custom. So I just kept my own number and just got the pizza slice.
Yeah.
But that's awesome that he has charred. But, like, too bad because, like, yeah, it would have been great if we had it. But
well, we have to be creative and figure it out. But
that's cool, though. That's a good story that he was in your class.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could do, like, char one, char two. I don't know. Yeah. I've been lazy. I haven't done anything yet.
That's funny.
And I almost don't want anyone to know, like, I'm a pizza guy.
Yeah. Well, I have another quick, funny story. So I was going to get a car wash, and I drive up to the car wash, and the thing, you know, you hit the thing on the screen, it wasn't working, so the guy had to come over and help me. And he's like, all right, you're all set now. And he, like, hit it. And he goes, by the way, next time bring us some pizza. And in my head, I'm like, I didn't know what he was talking about. This is, like, right after I got the plate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, does he recognize me from Chart? Like, maybe he just knows the show. And I was like, oh yeah, but, like, how would he ever know? And I'm like, yeah, maybe, yeah. He's like, yeah, next time bring some pizzas to us. I'm like, all right. So then I start going, and as I'm going through the car wash, I'm like, how did that guy know that I was related to pizza? And then the more I thought about it, I go, oh, I have the pizza slice on my license plate.
Yeah.
And he just thought that I worked at a pizza place, I think.
It's funny. I mean, I've been out to pizzerias and stuff like that, and just, you know, some people, you know, there's people that come up to you, people that don't, and then there's a couple of places that I've never been to, and then they, you know, dessert winds up on my table, and I'm like, well, I didn't order this, and they're like, oh, the pizza guy.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people who recognize me, they call me the pizza guy.
Yeah, from the school. And yeah, exactly.
So it's cool.
Yeah, it's great. All right, well, that does it for this episode. I'm glad I learned a lot. I learned a lot about potassium bromate, so that's exciting. Hopefully you did too if you were watching. And the next episode that comes out will be episode 60, and like we said, we're going to be at Frank Pepe's in West Hartford, so it's going to be awesome. So that does it for episode 59. Make sure you share with your friends, social, Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on YouTube. And we got the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest August 2nd.
Be there.
Which will be very fun.
Or be round.
And exciting. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.